Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Mays moves to second. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Davenport goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Cepeda scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to McCormick covering. Safe. Banks is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morin is called out on strikes. One out. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 0-for-1 in the game. Aviral takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Aviral moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spencer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Spencer. Aviral scores. Anderson moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Spencer moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is walked intentionally. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Spencer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Averill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. It's 5-2, Giants. John Buzzard now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing right field. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for John Buzzard. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Walt Morin. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.